Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. And it's time to get hormonal. Let's talk about hormones. And for women, 90% of my followers and listeners are women. If you're a guy, you should hear this too, if you have to interact with women especially. But for women, hormones are one of the most powerful chemicals that your body produces. They're produced by your glands and organs, and they act as messengers all throughout your body. And they're so powerful, they are controlling your heart rate, your sleep cycles, your sexual function, your reproduction, your metabolism, your appetite, your growth and development, your mood, stress, and your body temperatures. So if you're all wound up, it's your hormones. And if you're not having good coordination of your hormones, there can be multi-system organ problems going on. The skin is one of your biggest organs, and your hormones will affect your skin at every age. How can hormones affect your skin? Let's dive deep into that. So first of all, in your teens, excessive amounts of hormones, testosterone, produce more androgens, and you can become acneic and acne prone. Estrogens also, as they go up and down in your cycle, will either produce a thinner and more viscous type of a sebum or oil flow, and a thicker one at certain points in your cycle. Did you know that estrogens are associated with increased collagen production? And so when you're younger, in your 20s and 30s, you're going to have better skin thickness, skin hydration, wound healing, and barrier function. And we'll notice this as we get a little bit older. When you're 20, you cut yourself shaving and it heals like 2 days later. And by the time you're 40 to 50, it's definitely like a 7 to 10 day process to heal a bruise or a cut on your leg. So your skin is going to change in response to hormones. And if you have oily skin types, you may notice an increase in facial oils during your period. 2 out of 5 women report more sensitive skin around the time of their menstruation. And that most likely is related to lower levels of estrogen during this phase. And then as you have dropping levels of estrogen into your 50s and 60s around perimenopause, which actually begins in your 40s, you will notice that there is increased skin sensitivity after menopause. And that is also due to estrogens decreasing. Not only that, but of course, the collagen production, the thickness of the skin, and the water content and hydration of skin will change as your estrogens fall. Hormones are responsible for your libido. And your sex drive as a woman is controlled by 3 main hormones, your estrogens, testosterone, and progesterone. And your sexual desire will increase when your rise in estrogen happens, usually in the first 2 weeks of your cycle. So right after the first day of your period, you'll start to have that increased level of interest in sexual activity and desire. Your desire drops when your progesterones grow, and that typically happens after ovulation. Your body's kind of preparing for perhaps a little fetal tissue to implant and doesn't want to have the disruption, and the progesterone is causing the padding and thickening and improvement of the uterus lining for ovulation. And sexual desire drops when this progesterone occurs. And then at certain stages of your life, especially in pregnancy and menopause, you will have rampantly wild hormone changes. So in your second semester of pregnancy, you'll be more interested in sex. And did you know, of course, as you enter perimenopause and menopause, as your estrogen levels drop, testosterone, which is one of your big sexual driving hormones, drops, and you may have a decrease in your sex drive. So many of the things that you're feeling as a hormonally driven woman or even man are hormone sensitive and hormone related. You may think that you are in a lot of control over everything that happens in your life, but your body has its own mechanisms of controlling stress and mood and desire and overall health. As our estrogens drop, our cardiovascular health can be affected. Fertility, of course, is affected. And mood and behavior can be affected. And some of your main brain transmitters are serotonin and dopamine. When your hormones work overtime, like during certain phases of your cycle, your estrogens are in flaring up mood and mode, your brain compensates by producing fewer of the normal serotonin and dopamine mood boosters. I think that's so important for us to understand, just that we are tightly wound organisms, and the changes that you feel during your cycle not only show up on your face, but they show up in your mood as well. In general, the things that you should do as your hormones decrease to improve the aging process in terms of anti-aging, you want to do things that stimulate production of new collagen. So I always recommend as your hormones start to drop and you become perimenopausal, and that can happen as early as your late 30s, definitely in your 40s, every woman experiences some symptoms of perimenopause, and definitely by your 50s. And as you have these symptoms, you may not even realize these are symptoms, but the mood swings, the brain fog, the lack of concentration, the memory loss, the restless sleep, kind of all of these things are symptoms of perimenopause. And when these are starting to show up in your regular symptomatology, that's the time you need to be active and thinking about improving overall aging process. So this is the time when you need to take supplements that are good for you. This is the time you need to get on multivitamin, check your iron levels, make sure you're not iron deficient. Be sure that you're taking extra magnesium, which is really excellent for sleep. Be sure that your diet reflects low glycemic index foods, and start to take care of yourself preventatively before you hit your 50s and 60s where you have definitely got menopausal changes. For your skin, you're going to want to do chemical peels. These stimulate the turnover of dead cells. These exfoliate dead cells off the surface of the skin where you have adult dryness and thinning of the skin, and they improve skin thickness, skin smoothness, and overall skin radiance. I also love microneedling, which is really good for generating brand new collagen, neocollagenesis. So treatments with microneedling, with or without platelet-rich plasma and stem cells, treatments like lasers that tighten and improve the underground collagen and dermis, those are going to be the excellent things you do to preserve your foundational support of your skin. Your body is designed to slowly wind things down. Estrogens drop, collagenization drops, and that's just not fair because we are vibrant and healthy and now living longer than ever. And you feel like you're in your head still 30, while meanwhile your body is going through hormonal changes of a normal 50 and 60 year old. So I think it's so important that we continue to nourish our skin, adding a Retin-A, doing the chemical peels, microneedling, laser treatments, collagen biostimulators like Hyperdilute Radies and Sculptra. These are all important things to build foundation for your face. There's nothing worse than looking in the mirror and feeling like you don't know the person who's looking back at you, that you've changed, that you've morphed, that you're not yourself, that you don't see yourself in the mirror anymore. Your self-identity and preservation of yourself is so important. And the things you do now, starting in your 20s and 30s, to understand your skin, your estrogen, and your body are really important to tide you through the entire spectrum of the aging process. So guys, whether you're 20 or whether you're 90, think about all the things you can do to glide smoothly through these ages to stay vibrant, sexy, and healthy at every age. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram doing amazing things with people's faces. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same. It's beautybydrk.com. If you're not in Los Angeles, you can still try some of my amazing skincare. That's where you can find my stem cell growth product. It's called Transform Stem Cell Growth Factor. It's one of the best moisturizers you can use to improve these changes of aging and build that foundation. Don't forget to try my Diamond Line Refine. That's Retin-A based cream that's so important after age 30. Neck cream to prevent loss of elasticity and improve the texture of the skin. And of course, I love my vitamin C serum. And I want you guys to think about that. Start doing things preventatively and maintain that beauty. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.